Well, hi, everyone. Today is Monday. Another Creation Lightship Healing Highway program. And we're in the date of January 23rd, 2017. So if you're using the dates to effectively actually control your life, so it depends where you are and what you're doing. But anyway, you want to get rid of this energy off of you. We'll clear it right now. So here we go. So one, during the date. Two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, let's energize the light beams on your monitor screen to see how many you have up there. Some people have a couple. You may have a cell phone and your TV screen with lots of them. You never know. People are very creative. So we're going to energize them. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And if you have a situation going on in your life that you want to have released, we'll get you off that one timeline. So think of it now. Remember, when you think, you're on timelines. And so whatever you're thinking of, I can release that. Maybe you don't have a problem. Maybe you're just daydreaming or something. So let's release that timeline from you. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay? And so we'll bring up Elizabeth here. So Elizabeth, you out of the radio room, vocal cord, attuning and stuff.
Yes, I'm here, everybody. Welcome. And I'm attuned, hopefully, and warmed up and ready for the next hour where we will be doing lots of great questions and answers and discussions about all of the Creation Lightship healings. Where you can find information about all of those healings is at creationlightship.com. And there's all kinds of links there. If you'd like to send us a question or a testimonial, if you have any questions about any of the healings, or maybe you're in the middle of doing some healings and you need some guidance onto where to take them, or if you just like to ask a general question, you may do so by emailing us at clsquestions@yahoo.com. You can also find links to our chat page, where you can send questions anonymously at our bbsradio.com homepage, as well as when the shows are live at the top of Ron's website, creationlightship.com. So I know the past week or so, there's been a lot of unrest and a lot of duality and a lot of opposites and a lot of timelines intersecting, and we'll talk about all of those things, but hopefully you've managed to stay heart-centered and stay in the now, and you haven't been corded to all of those things that have been going on. So hopefully you're feeling good. And if not, maybe we can discuss some ideas and options for you to heal yourself and to empower yourself by being in the now and staying off of all of those timelines. So we have a question. Actually, it is a testimonial, and this is somebody who was listening to the Creation Lightship show on Saturday, I think, and Ron also did the wonderful two-hour, it was actually longer than 2 hours, pin call on Saturday, where he was removing energetic pins from our bodies. And if anybody would like to write in who was on that call, it was a great call to be on, and hopefully you all received, those of you who were on it, a lot of benefit from that. So this listener was on the radio show after the call, and she wrote in, I guess she was on a horse when you took us up to the lightship, and she wrote, I told my white horse that I wanted to go fast. I was flying through fields. After a while, I got really hot, like I worked up a sweat. We also did some relaxing trots. My horse did some snorting head shaking, and I remember seeing a powerful beauty. I don't think I rode for the full hour. I felt I needed to get some sleep. Cool beans. Thanks, Ron.
Yeah, we went up after the show for an hour,
I was actually, that it felt like we did. I was going to ask you about that. So we were on the light ship after the show ended.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if anybody had any back adjustments from it, because normally when you ride a horse, you know, you're being jarred a lot.
Jarred,
right? You know, your back and your body is freed up as you go up and down. So it's great for your spine. So we'll just see if anybody wants to comment on that, how they felt. So, I guess back to you again.
Okay. Yeah, I should just mention, if anybody's brand new, just listening, Ron takes us to all of us up to the lightship on Saturdays, and it's quite a unique experience. Everybody usually has a wonderful time and feels very relaxed, and some people, you know, see things, some people don't, but it doesn't affect the quality of your healing, how deeply you feel it, or whether or not you can see things or feel things, that you're still getting all of the benefits of the healing, regardless of whether or not you're in tune with that or not. So someone's asking, Ron, if you could please clear yesterday's date, Sunday, January 22nd, 2017.
I can do that. You really shouldn't be there. They should be in the now, and then you would not be able to be affected by that. But there could be some emotional stuff from yesterday. So here we go. Clearing the timeline that you're looking at for yesterday. So here we go. Releasing the energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. If you're on the call yesterday, the 8-hour call, you probably wouldn't have much going on with you. So, for being on that timeline, just curious here, who the person maybe wasn't on the call. Because when you're on the call, you're in the present moment, so you're really not affected by the date that much, unless something happened, you know, to you maybe just before the call or after it. Oh, back to you.
Yeah, that. That call is really wonderful, and Ron does these calls every month. It's a series of three calls, and it's 8 hours of healing. And the funny thing is, when you think about an eight-hour healing call, you're kind of like, wow, that's a long time. But then once you start doing them, it seems like it goes by so quickly. And it's really interesting to compare what being in the now feels like versus being in duality on timelines, being caught up in emotions, and actually they are, I should mention, they're 7 hours, not eight. So we're doing the 7-hour calls. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. So hopefully you can all join us for that. And if you're interested in learning more about those, you can always check out creationlightship.com. At the top of the page, there's information there and links to purchase all of the wonderful healing calls that Ron offers. Okay, so getting back to the questions here, another person has a comment on the horses on Saturday, and they wrote in and said, horse riding was such a joy. My heart was happy at the greeting of a gorgeous, tall, brown thoroughbred. He was a fast flyer and seemed to realize I would be quite okay with this, no saddle needed. Truly, as a teen, I had rescued and cared for a retired racehorse for many years, so it was like a reunion between us. I had almost forgotten the joy of my youth. We were able to wave at other riders on the Creation Lightship, and their horses seemed to know what was needed for each of us. I also saw other animals with us, maybe pets we invited during the show. I appreciated the opportunity to experience the horses once again. I wonder if they eat golden organic apples. Next time I will bring some. Thank you, beautiful horses.
Well, that's great. Good.
Yeah, very nice. Person clearly got a lot out of that and saw a lot of interesting and very beautiful imagery there. Okay, so switching topics a little bit, somebody else had a question regarding a smart meter, which is I think it's a kind of electrical meter. And they wrote in and said, hi, the power company installed smart meters in the house, mandatory, a couple of months ago. And my spouse and I have since experienced uneasiness in the body and the feeling of having nerves in the stomach, sleeping badly, sweating, and powerful palpitations. Tried talking to the people from the power company before installation. There is no understanding from them that there is radiation from smart meters. I've used the energetic negative objects removal, light code object activation, and lots of timeline crashes for the smart meter, natal barcode clearing for the smart meter, and cleared the number of the meter. Is there anything that can help? Does Ron have suggestions for what we can do? This destroys our quality of life. Wow, so it sounds like they're getting kind of a, I don't know, weird energy from this electrical meter. Ron, any suggestions on clearings or what they could do?
Well, two things possibly. You might try, I'm using the word try here, to put some metal around the meter itself. Let's just say that the meter is on your house and you're able to get maybe like, let's just say, you know, you can buy those plastic buckets, okay? Maybe you could even get that and then put some aluminum foil, you know, wrap it around it and ground it into a ground rod. And that way the meter's space will not be going, you know, the transmissions won't be going sideways. So that's just one idea. I don't know if it'd work or not, but I would give that one a try. And then I heard someplace that when they first came out, somebody, company told them, or the city or whoever it was, the county said, well, if you pay us $50, maybe a year, we'll have somebody, we can take it off, we'll have somebody personally visit your old meter, we'll say, or they'll put the old one back on or something like that, and you just got to pay the labor to have them walk to your property to do that, and it was like $50, and they would take it off. Oh, just an idea there. If anybody else has tried these, you know, finding out about that, it might be useful for other people. You may want to give us a little ditty on that. I'll do a clearing if I can for it's probably more like radiation poisoning. I don't like doing radiation stuff, but this would be just something where the frequency, the EMF of the meter might be harming you. So let's just see here. We'll kind of do a body scan. And here we go. And also on that bucket, you'd probably want to, you know, attach it, maybe cut a hole in the bottom of it so the other end is open. That would, because it has to have the energy going out of it. But the foil around it, you know, it'd be too hard to probably use a metal bucket, you know. But you want to, you know, shield it on the sides. That's what I'm trying to tell you to do, is shield the sides and just have a point in one direction. Here we go. Let's release that energy from you. EMF. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. Okay. Back to you.
Wow, thanks, Ron. Okay, yeah, and we had one installed here, too. I think this person is overseas, but it might be worth looking into to see if you can get the analog meter put back. I know there's also, I've seen at the expos sometimes that we do, there's other vendors who are selling devices that are supposed to neutralize EMF. I don't know if they would make one for that, but I've seen people, you know, with them on the back of their phones, and as we do progress towards everyone using computers and everything being done remotely, there is that, you know, potential. The other thing, it's really simple. You can just take a baking soda and salt bath because that will take the radiation out of your body, but unfortunately we can't really take it out of the environment. So I would look into doing that, and it's a very simple, quick, easy, and inexpensive way to get that out of you. If you just kind of Google probably salt baking soda bath, it'll come up. So let's see. Ron, it seems like everyone had a great time on that Saturday show. I'm getting tons of testimonials about it. And somebody else wrote in and said, "Hi, I'm writing while I remember this. It is so much fun to do this. My horse greeted me. We walked, trotted, galloped, went up hills and in water. I saw a fellow creation lightship rider come up beside me. Have seen her before on these rides. Had my dogs with me. I got off the horse and was playing with it. Asked the lightship for carrots to feed him. Gave him a hug and then just rested laying on his back. Very peaceful." Yeah, horses are amazing creatures. That's wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that.
I'll do some releases here. We haven't done this for quite a while, but maybe there's some aliens listening to the program. They'd like to get out of here. We screen before they leave.
Oh.
Here we go. Let's release some. We haven't done this for maybe a month and a half, I guess. So alien release. Oh, I'll count to 100 to get rid of them. So they can leave peacefully. You find your body change if they happen to be inside of you or something. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So just see if your space feels different where you're sitting or laying down or whatever. It might feel maybe a little more sterile, we'll put it that way. And you might have maybe less body weight. So back to you.
Wow, you know, thanks, Ron. And you reminded me that we also can do that via YouTube. There's links up where you can clear the aliens from your space. And, you know, I was doing that almost daily back over the summer. And that's a reminder. I have not done that in, you're right, a couple of months. So I should definitely get back on that. And also, I just realized this, and actually another wonderful listener wrote in, and there is an option to do in the space clearing, which I think you can purchase for a week or a month or however long you need it. And it's a very inexpensive clearing. But you can choose the location or space clearing, and you can select any other space. So you could actually specify the smart meter, and then you would choose the type of clearing. And one of the options in the space clearing is EMF radiation. You could also clear multidimensional energies, energetic listening device, energetic camera device, stargates, vortex clearing, wormholes, all kinds of things, some energies that are affecting your space. So this might be very helpful, and that is the space clearing. And that one's available, like all of the clearings, at creationlightship.com. And thank you so much, listener, for writing in and recommending that. It's a great clearing. So maybe we'd start there. The person who wanted the date cleared, I believe, was not on the call yesterday. So that could be why, Ron, that they were not feeling... They were still feeling like they were stuck in yesterday. And, yep, somebody else wrote in about harmonic frequency, clearing, take off the odd harmonics. And this is also a suggestion for the person who is dealing with their new smart meter on their house, and I was thinking of that as well. But I don't know, would odd harmonics work on an object, or is that just for people?
I think it's just for people, but you could try it and see. But mainly, I think it's just for people.
Yeah. Yeah, that one, had I had thought of that one, but then I was thinking that's more for you, people, negative or odd harmonics that are affecting you and your body. But you never know. Okay, so somebody else has another question. And let's see. My body just jerked a lot during the clearing. Is that a release of aliens?
Yeah, that, more than likely, yes. Uh-huh. Well, you're just being a host. And they must have liked you, so that's the only reason why you would jerk, because you would typically have them released, yes. So I would say 99%, yes, you had these critters inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
Invisible ones are the ones that give us the problems. Physical ones that people talk about normally, give us technologies and or want to control things here. But the invisible ones are, you know, there's so much more of those that people don't even understand or realize that invisible ones are the problem. Back to you.
Yeah, it is a problem, and unfortunately it's tough to deal with that on a day-to-day basis, and thankfully we have you and the Creation Lightship and our own source energy and our own spirit that we can empower ourselves to clear this stuff off of us. So it's important. And like anything else, I guess, like your car, your house, you have to maintain it. And for some reason, people think it's okay to not do that to their bodies. And it just, you know, becomes a kind of a free-for-all for these alien life forms. And it's unfortunate. This is kind of our reality here. So here's a different topic, Ron, on the dark side practitioner clearing. And this listener is saying that, Ron, when I was younger, I'd harbor a lot of resentment and hatred against others. Now I want to clear my bad energy from all these people. How can I do this? I bought a Dark Side Practitioner Clearing Unlimited. Can I put their names in the box and ask that my energy be cleared from each of these persons?
That sounds like a good thing to do. Yeah, so I would do that, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also, I wonder if we have a clearing for resentment, a whole life clearing. I don't know. I'll have to look that up.
I'll do a clearing that we did on Saturday. It'll be a little different. But we had, they were magnetized right away. You know, they were causing some type of havoc with their body. So what I'll do is just try this here and just see how you feel. I'll take these pins out of your neck and head. Oh, here we go. Releasing them now out of your neck. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Only about 10 pins is what I'm kind of sampling for most people here. People who've been on the call, they probably don't have this, but you may get one or two of them here. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Okay, check out your neck here. I'll do your brain. Skull, brain. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. There we go. So this feels like it benefited you. We could do, you know, play another pin call in the future sometime. Don't ask me when, but we could, if you want to specify of that, we could do maybe the magnetic pins. So back to you.
Okay, yeah, and stay posted. Stay tuned, I guess. But not really, because Ron has a couple of other events coming up in February, and there is a tentatively scheduled call on February 25th, and we'll have more information about that to come, and probably, you know, a name and a cost for that call as we become more closer to the date. And let's see, we also have a bunch of questions here, and somebody else is saying that they do use the harmonic frequency clearing for odd harmonics for space, and they wrote, not just my body, in the specific incident box, I use it for Wi-Fi signals all over my space. Okay, so that's one way, I guess, to use it. And someone else wrote in, the Stop Time video on YouTube releases aliens also. So there is a whole life resentment clearing, and which I could not find. I only found the resentment of motherhood clearing, and I think that's a little bit different.
Well, you can still have that energy in you.
Remember? Yeah.
You're
still, yeah.
You still have it in you, even if you're even a male or something, you know, or you've never been a mother in this lifetime. It's still with you.
Well, someone also said that it might help, even if you haven't become a mother, with maybe premenstrual syndrome or some of the other things that women go through. Even if they've never given birth, it could probably help you out with that. If you're experiencing, you know, mood swings or energy related to that cycle, that clearing could probably help you. And I guess I'll just leave it at that. If anybody has any questions about that clearing, feel free to write in. Again, the email address is clsquestions@yahoo.com. And a couple people commenting on the weather over the weekend. Lots of unusual clouds. Lots of unusual weather activity going on. Let's see here. Somebody was wondering for the Friday show. This is more of a Friday question, Ron. I'll just leave it in there for paranormal night. Okay. And someone else is asking about the special clearing, and they're wondering if the special clearing can be used to clear the so-called spiritual practices that I've been involved with in the past. At this moment, I'm feeling I should get the entities clearing next, since my understanding is that these practices made me vulnerable to entities. Is this the way to look at this issue, concern?
I do dark side practitioner and religious organizations, or being connected to them. There's a clearing for that.
Yeah, the religion indoctrination clearing. But what if it wasn't like a religion? What if it was just like, you know, some random person in the desert that, I don't know, does healings or whatever?
That one would still cover that.
Okay.
That, remember, it's an entities you could do, you know, after those. Timeline crash, events that come up, you know, when you think about that organization or group that you were in, you know, that's a good thing to do. You might have, you know, situations to where you find yourself doing some robotic programs from that group that you were in. Maybe you know, you never had, you know, things going on in your life, and then you joined and you did. So, you know, that's probably what you want to do, is get that person or group off of you. I can talk about a healer. This lady was, I think she's still on the circuit. She goes back to New York, or has been, off and on. And she does ET language, and she does stuff with that. So we're back in New York probably in about 07, I think. And we're at a lady's house who let us stay there for a while, which is kind of nice because we're able to see New York without just, you know, coming and going quickly. But she went to this person as a workshop, and the lady was speaking in tongues, you know, with this, these ATs. And she got her attunement, and she was a secretary. And what happened to her was that another lady was with her at that time, and they both came to my workshop. So this may have happened maybe 03 or something, that they were involved with this lady, I'm guessing. But anyway, the thing was is that she was so dysfunctional that she had to put up post-its all over her house. But she'd get up in the morning, and she would have any consciousness. They took it away from her. She's being, obsessed. So she had to put a post-it probably like in her bed, you know, you need to go to the bathroom, you know, walk straight ahead 20 feet or something like that, you know, or whatever. And then she had to put in there like, you know, after she probably, you know, did all that stuff at the bathroom, you know, shower, et cetera. Then she had a post-it there which says, go to the kitchen, make your coffee. She had a post-it on a refrigerator. You got to leave by so-and-so time. And she, that's what ran her life, was her post-its.
Wow.
At this workshop after the expo. And the two ladies saw each other. They go, yeah, were you at this lady's workshop? And they go, yeah. And she says, yeah, you know, I became dysfunctional after going to. She goes, yeah, I have to. I used to be a lawyer. I should say an attorney. And she says, I can't practice anymore. Anyway, that's what happened to them. So be very careful what you get stuck with. So that's what happened by going to a practitioner, speaking in tongues with aliens to attune you with different things. I can't recall the race. Maybe it's the Acturians. I'm not sure, but whatever. And you don't know because they're speaking this ET language to you, supposedly. And it could be ET language. And what are you agreeing to? You're smiling there, and you do all these wonderful warm fuzzies. I happen to go to the lady's workshop for lecture, and I was telling somebody about it. And sure enough, as soon as she started talking in her tongues, energy came down from the ceiling and tried to duck everybody. So I had actually battled those energies. Anyway, I think she had the word light after her name, so-and-so of light or something like that. I think there used to be like three of these ladies doing this stuff. Anyway, I won't go into it too far, but you have to be very careful of how they're using that practitioner. And, you know, don't walk, you know, get away from these things. Well, that's probably could have been what happened to you. You don't know what's happening. When you're in these rooms, what they're doing to you, what they're chanting, who's coming in, who's using that chant energy. And you know, it's up to you to discern, yeah, do I be here or I'll be hooked up. Oh, back to you.
Yeah, it sounds like that woman, Ron, you're describing, her life was completely taken over by ETs.
Last time I saw her, she looked completely, she weighed about 90 pounds or something.
Gosh, wow. That is unbelievable. I had another question for you while you were speaking there, and I didn't want to interrupt, but I think somebody wrote in and said that in the self-empowerment clearing, resentment is an option. You can clear that emotion on the self-empowerment clearing. So, wow. I just can't get over that. it's really sad. Maybe we could do a clearing for, let's see, maybe we could do like a sample, like resentment clearing, since that seems to be a word that's coming up a lot here in the show tonight.
There could be people out there who resent their mother for having them.
Yeah. I was just thinking that too.
Oh, you brought me this place.
You're kind of like, what the heck am I doing here?
Yeah. Here we go.
Thanks a lot, Mom.
Something there that you have resentment on here. So here we go. So releasing that one thought that you have. So one, two, three, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Okay, there we go. Hopefully you like your mother better now.
Yeah. It's a very deep relationship, and I think requires a lot of clearings and healings, that your relationship with your parents, and basically they should be able to say anything to you, and you should be able to say anything to them, and it shouldn't matter because you're always in the moment and you're heart-centered. But parents have a very unique way of pushing our buttons, I think, and they do it. And who knows what kind of crap they're dealing with if they haven't done all of their clearings and healings and gotten themselves cleaned out. So it's difficult to navigate that a lot of the times. I feel like most of us just would like to become hermits and, you know, never have to deal with anybody ever again, but that's, unfortunately, it's not a reality for most of us. So we just have to keep going and keep clearing and, you know, just try to stay away from those relationships as best we can, or to, like, just not let them affect us, which is, I guess, what I'm working on now, just kind of being peaceful with whatever may be thrown at me. So I also wanted to say, for the person who wrote in about the past spiritual practices, the alien attack page, too, might be helpful. Not sure what kind of practices, but there's all kinds of, under the category alien dark side attack clearings, all kinds of alien energy removals and crown chakra, alien courting disconnections, curses, hexes, and spells clearing. All of those clearings might be helpful. So if you just take a look at that, and then the dark side practitioner clearing is probably going to be helpful for you, as well as the person who wrote in earlier, and that what was having resentment towards people that they had bad thoughts about or hated in the past. And also, if you sign up for the unlimited whole lifetime emotional clearing, that you can clear those emotions out too, resentment or things like that. And that's the first clearing that you have to do before doing any of the others. So that one by itself is very powerful and can also help you with a lot of those removing you from those situations that you keep reliving from your past. And, you know, you're probably making yourself wrong or feeling bad about it, and you can clear all that out with the whole lifetime emotional clearing. And you can buy the unlimited version and just do it whenever you're feeling particularly upset about something. So it's you do have choices and options, and that's kind of what all of these healings are designed to give you, to be more creative in the moment, to have more free will, free choice, and to have more connection with the heart center and less connection with the mind energy and past and future timelines. So someone else wrote in and said there's a whole lifetime anger clearing that is very, very helpful, as well as a 7-generation levels available of that clearing. So that is the whole lifetime anger clearing. And I think that's a current lifetime clearing. Yep, anger body clearing. And all of the clearings that we're talking about are available on creationlightship.com. And you can go to the search for a healing box, or you can just click on the little side menu there and go to whichever one you're looking for. And they're all divided into different categories there for you. Okay, so let's see. I've got way too many windows open here. someone wrote in and said there's someone in England who has a great site on all kinds of EMF protection. And the website is electricsense.com, S-E-N-S-E, electricsense.com. So thank you so much for letting us know, and hopefully that is helpful. Haven't checked that out, and we haven't, you know, I've never heard of it before, but maybe that would be helpful. There might be some useful information there for you.
I would think, you know, as, you know, everybody listening, you know, you have the cell phone tower energies going through you from all the cell phone companies, et cetera. You know, so that's going through your body as far as EMFs, you know, TV, radio, that's going through your body. And none of those normally affect you. You know, you're used to those, basically. Now we got this new meter that came out. So very possibly, you know, it's maybe putting out some type of pulse energy, or it's pulsing a frequency, or something's being used with it, a carrier, you know, on top of the standard frequency. So that's where the problem would be, because you're already used to having this stuff going through you. So if it's just like a regular transmission of like a cell phone that you have, you know, when you put it up to your ear or whatever, you know, that's it's a different type of situation. So it's probably some type of pulse, and your body does not like that pulsed frequency. That's what I'm guessing, okay? So it's completely different because you're used to this. You know, we've had transmission since, you know, the get-go, you know. I can't recall, I think the TV came out like in 47, 46, and we had radio, you know, from the 1900s. So you're used to all that stuff. Not that it's good for you, but you're still used to it, and you're not complaining every day that, oh, God, you know, this radio station is transmitting this song to me, you know, and I can feel it going through my body. I don't like it, you know. So, you know, you do have this all the time now. So it must be putting out a pulse, and the pulse is what's harming you. So it means that your body doesn't like it. I don't think the body could probably be recreated to adjust to the pulse. Maybe it could be possible, but I don't know. But anyway, I'll just throw that out to everybody, because sometimes, you know, you're trying to find a remedy, and it may not be there. That's why I mentioned, you know, going with the, you know, shielding the sides of that meter, if it's a standard-looking meter or something, so it only goes in one direction. But the back of your box, you know, the whole box, electrical box, is metal anyway. So what's sticking out is what you want to deal with, and just aim it someplace, or maybe even put a four-foot tube on it. You know, I don't know. Be creative and see what happens. So anyway, back to you.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, the possibilities of what we are bombarded with on a daily basis are pretty much endless. And I know a lot of people have found relief doing those clearings. And also, the space clearing does have a lot of options. So it's hard to stay on track sometimes, but we do have to kind of make allowances and take time to do the different healings that we need. So it'll hopefully make your life better and make it easier to be in the now. So let's see here. Someone else writing in about the Mustang horse they rode on Saturday night, and they said, we raced so much. It was so much fun, better than in person. I have never done this in my life. I resonate with them. I wish I could have ridden a unicorn. I guess we have unicorns on the lightship.
Yes, we do. So, what kind of clearing could I do? Anybody out there saying do some type of clearing? Let me see. I'll do one of those orb clearings. So here we go. So you got to figure out where you want this orb released from. We'll see if you have one there. And here we go. Select your color. You may automatically know, you know, what it is. Body goes, ah, there it is. Get this thing out of me. You may get that filter to you. So here we go. Let's release it as your body's telling you what the problem is here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 20. There we go. So we've got an orb release from you. Let's see here. We can do a clearing for scar tissue. I did this on a lot of the calls here. So if you have a scar like on your arm or something or leg or wherever, just kind of look at it so we know where to help you with that. Maybe we can loosen it up a little bit. So we do on the conference calls. So if you're not on the conference calls, we do many things, and you're missing out. Missing out on becoming more of who you are because these blockages are preventing that. Here we go. Remember, when you think and have things happen to you, then there's problems there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Okay. Back to you.
Okay, great. Wow, thanks, Ron. I'm really yawning a lot here. And what a great show. And it's always nice to do so many sample healings for everybody. I was just wondering if maybe we could do an anger release for maybe one issue.
Okay, so think of why you're angry, whatever that could be. So here we go. Releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Okay.
Oh, thanks. You know, it's funny. We don't usually get a lot of anger on the show. I don't feel like anymore, but I guess hopefully that will help you if you were having maybe an issue. And I should also mention that if any of these healings do make you feel better, then definitely check out creationlightship.com. And you may want to look into doing the whole lifetime version of the samples that Ron does on the BBS shows, which are all done for free. And if you do feel like donating or if you find that they've helped you, you can always just donate to the show at PayPal on Ron's website. It's always nice to keep the free healings coming and, excuse me, keep the show going. So thanks so much, everybody.
And the self-empowerment clearing you may want to do, a lot of people are entity babies.
Yes.
So you may go, what? So your mother had a one-night stand, you know, we'll say, and all of a sudden she's pregnant and, you know, you pop out. And maybe the father's gone or didn't ever want to be a father. So you become an entity baby. Maybe, you know, in that one-night stand, they both took some drugs or something or alcohol. And, you know, that's what happened. So you may want to do that that clearing to help you out with situations, see if you can get rid of that, because you may be really internally upset because maybe your father is no longer with you because, you know, maybe he didn't like you. I didn't think, you know, you were his child or whatever. So now you resent maybe men in particular. So you may wish to do that clearing, the self-empowerment, to try to figure out some issues that you may have if you are that. So, and even couples, you know, you could have entities coming to you. Remember, these soul family members body hop.
Yep.
Maybe, you know, the couple said, we don't know, want to have a child until, you know, we're maybe 10 years into the marriage or something. We'll be a little more mature and, you know, we'll be settled in, have a good income, et cetera. And that's what, you know, most people talk about, I think. And then all of a sudden something goes on and they have a child earlier, which is only maybe because, and you know, they didn't want the child. I'm not saying they didn't want the child. But all of a sudden they go, wow, there's a problem here because we had it too soon. And why did we do that? You know, we normally use protection and we didn't do it that night or something. Then also you have the fact that maybe, you know, something happened where these entities came into the two people. Well, these are the soul family members, right? They wanted to bring someone else into the soul family. All of a sudden, whoop, voila, there they are, you know. Well, that's another way of looking at it. And, you know, you may want to look at clearings like that yourself. Because everybody out there, this could be what happened while you're actually conceived. Maybe the soul family had that much power that it wanted to bring in another soul family member. Oh, I'm just kind of throwing that out for everybody. I'm not trying to pick on a person. If you're listening, you go, oh, crap, you know, that could have been me. No, it could be all of us. Maybe they planned that through your natal charts. The aliens are waiting, and they nudge the soul family members. Yeah, you know, they really don't want to have a child now, but you guys go in their body. Remember, I said the spirit and all of your soul family members can come into your body. So maybe the dark side said, okay, you man and woman will say in the soul family, hop into these people and let's make a child, okay? So you may want to look at that, because you could have something laid in the background wondering, you know, why, you know, maybe you resent your partner sometimes, or look at your child and you go, God, I wish I didn't have them, you know, but you really can't say that because they're already here. And, wow, you know, maybe the woman could be saying, you know, I really wanted to, you know, I was, you know, going to college and, you know, I had this great career that I wanted to have, and shoot, I got pregnant, you know, and I had to drop out. You know, that's talked about a lot. I might be pushing buttons here. I don't mean to, but I'm just trying to figure out a way, if that's your case, as you look at it, you know, just try doing a few of those clearings to release it, as you're not going to change the past when you have a child. And so, and you may, you know, I'm kind of getting rid of the resentment, maybe of your parents and or of the child or children that you've had. So that's what I'm trying to do here, is to give you a more peace in your life and to have a better relationship with the people, you know, in your family. So that's where I'm going with this here. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and I think, Ron, those are all really, really good points. And I think if people are feeling particularly picked on or their buttons are getting pushed, then that just goes to show you that you really need to get in there and clear the guilt or the anger, the resentment, or whatever it is you have about, you know, having the child or being conceived yourself, because all of those things are very toxic. And once those timelines are activated and you're in those emotions will start to manifest physically in your body, and you will have all kinds of problems from them. And your baby or your child probably will too. So it's really important to take a stand for yourself and to clear those. And a lot of the times people feel so much better after doing that, and it just kind of seems like you don't forget about it, but it just kind of seems like maybe you're watching a movie about your life instead of actually living your life. And I know that taking on the responsibility of a baby is very big, and I think a lot of people are not really ready for that, or even if they are, they don't really fully understand until it happens. And then that can change your body in a lot of ways and bring on a lot of new emotions and new timelines for you to get courted to. So it is important to really be self-empowered and to not only take a stand for yourself, but also the situation that you created. Or like you said, Ron, it may not even be up to you. Somebody else may have decided along the way that here's what you're going to experience, so you're just kind of living this life, and you have to get clear of that. But I actually think we are coming to the end of our show, so I'll turn it over to you for any last thoughts, and be sure to tune in. We have shows Wednesday, also on Station 1, Friday, Saturday on Station 2. Please check the BBS schedule, and don't forget about Ron's weekly calls. You can find out more information about them at the top of creationlightship.com, and I'll turn it over to you, Ron, for any last words.
Well, I guess let's do the mind to heart drop. Oh, the expo coming up, I guess, weeks from now in Los Angeles. So that's the thing that we're having next year, Conscious Life Expo. So let's do the Mind and Heart Drop. So this you have to do out loud. So you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards to facilitate that action. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And thank you, listeners, for listening. Bye, everyone.